USA Radio News. Just in from China, at least 12 people were killed in a massive gas explosion in central China today. The blast took place at about 6:30 a.m. local time, Cheyenne City. 138 people have been rescued from the area, including 37 with serious injuries. The cause of the accident is under investigation. President Biden is wrapping up his visit to the G7 summit, then it's on to the NATO summit in Brussels, followed by a major meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin next week.
The United States, I've said before, we're back. The U.S. is back.
Putin says relations with the U.S. are at the lowest point in decades, calling President Biden radically different from former President Trump. Angela Merkel says she'll come to visit the White House July 15th. It will be her last, as she is not running for election. This is USA Radio News.
My feet hurt. So when Mike Lindell told me about his new My Slipper, I just had to try it. It's more than a bedroom slipper. It's an indoor-outdoor slipper with a three-tier cushioning system that combines two layers of foam with a patented impact gel to keep you from wanting to ever take them off. I love them. They're comfortable, beautifully finished with leather suede, faux fur linings, and an indoor-outdoor sole. And Mike guarantees this will be the most comfortable slipper you'll ever own, or you'll get your money back. 60-day money-back guarantee, one-year warranty, and you can save 40% when you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Mention USA Radio when you get to give them the promo code USA, and they will take good care of you. Save 60% on just about anything on the MyPillow website when you use my promo code USA. MyPillow.com, my slippers.
Over 100 employees of a Houston hospital have their COVID vaccine mandate tossed from court. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki.
The lawsuit from more than 100 employees of a Houston hospital over a mandate to get a COVID vaccination has been thrown out by a federal judge. Houston Methodist Hospital had given employees until June 7th to get vaccinated or face termination. The group sued the hospital, saying that the mandate violated federal law. Lawyers for the plaintiffs said they would appeal the ruling.
The East is cooling down for a bit, but the West is bracing for a heat wave. Here's Wendy King.
The National Weather Service has issued excessive heat watches and warnings for parts of Central and Southern California, Southern Nevada, and Western and Southern Utah and Arizona. The alerts will last all week long. In Washington and Oregon, a slow-moving storm system will keep the coastal areas of the Northwest cool through the week. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Look, Bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergenauer with Charlie McCarthy.
If you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
How about a ride into space with Amazon founder Jeff Bezos on the anniversary of our moon landing? John Clemens reports.
More than 7,500 people from 129 countries placed a bid for the online auction that was narrowed down to about 20 high rollers. The auction was the official launch of Blue Origin's New Shepard that'll fly into space July 20th on the 52nd anniversary of the Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin's moon landing. Okay, here's the winning bid.
And that is sold $28 million to number 107.
The $28 million will now be given to Blue Origin's Club for the Future that promotes science and technology to young Americans. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
Danish Football Federation key soccer player Christian Eriksen is in stable condition. Here's Dan Naraki with more.
Danish soccer star Christian Eriksen is in stable condition after collapsing during a match Saturday at the European Championships. Eriksen collapsed on the field near the end of the first half of the Denmark-Finland match. Several medics performed CPR on the field to revive him. The Danish Football Federation says that Eriksen is undergoing further tests in a Copenhagen hospital. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Listen to any of our newscasts anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Ron Osborne.